Yeah, it's not for nothing as well. That's to win the Kevin Morby record. But now it's time to hear another wonderful story from one of our guests for New Zealand Music Month, Te Maramapōro Aotearoa, which is happening right now as we speak, as we live and breathe. The theme for this year's Music Month is Our Sounds, Our Spaces. Nō reira. We're listening to some stories of favourite live music spaces, favourite live music memories from people across the motu who are involved in their various scenes in lots of different ways. I sat down with Natasha Griffiths, who is doing some really cool mahi down in Ōtepoti, Dunedin, supporting a lot of the all-ages bands down there, has been involved in the scene in various ways for a long, long time, but has now been doing really cool mahi connecting some of the older generation of iconic Dunedin artists with the younger generation of upcoming bands, and helping some of those young bands that you would have heard lots on BFM, lots across the SRN top 10, really thrive. She's just launched a new record label collective as well called Dun Records, D-U-N, and they're going to be supporting a lot of those young cool bands, so I'd be keeping an eye on that one. And we're going to listen to a story from Natasha now.
Natasha calling in from Ōtepoti, where there's a lot of amazing music happening at the moment. My memory is actually plural. It's memories centred around the Crown Hotel in Ōtepoti, such an important venue. When I was a teenager, or old enough to go to bars, I was going to gigs in the early 90s, and all my friends were in bands, and I was working at Radio 1 and organising things, and I was also doing The Door for $20 and a jug of beer. And great bands have come to play. JP's Experience is still my favourite band ever. Tools Off, 3Ds, King Loser Moved to Town, Stretch Fit. And back then it was safe and it was our place to go and be who we are. Today the Crown is still that for everyone. Jones Gym has been supporting grassroots Dunedin music for decades. The venue is easy to play if you can get a booking. And by the way, Jones still writes the bookings into an exercise book. And it's a safe third space. It's in danger because our council let someone build an apartment building next door last year, and life without the Crown is absolutely unthinkable. From my formative years to arriving there with my son the week of his 18th birthday to play his first gig there, it's a rite of passage for so many of us. So in recognition of all of the memories that continue to be made for so many people at the much-loved Crown, I wanted to say, save the Crown. I'm the mum of Civil Talk, and last year he released a single and video and filmed some of it at the Crown. It features other bands, you know, Juno and Pink Opaque there. The video embraces the community that we've down here, and I even make a cameo as a door person in that video, which is a beautiful full-circle moment. Another great memory at the Crown. So my song choice is Civil Talk, This City Has Let Our Children Down.
Yeah. massive legacy, 'cause you'll die before the land's coated in smog. How will you explain that the future never came to the kids when the kids are who we lost?